Hi, is this Robin?
This is. How are you, Angela Bassett?
I'm great. How are you today?
I am excited because I am registered to vote. I'm ready to do my thing on November 6th. I got to get
my
team
wonderful.
Together. You know, it's so wonderful to know that you are behind President Barack Obama. When they said that you're going to be calling today, I was like, oh, my God, my sister, I loved you before, and I really love you now.
Oh, thank you, and I love you, too. Thank you for all you're doing.
Angela, we know that you are pro-Obama, but for those that are, like, on the fence and they really don't know which direction to go, what is, like, one of the real reasons why you're supporting President Barack Obama for a second term?
There's no doubt in my mind that he's the right person to run our country, you know, Robin, in terms of education, you know, health care, jobs, women's issues. He definitely gets it, you know.
Wow.
You know, he gets the middle class. He gets the working mom. He gets the, you know, the person looking for a job and has been looking for a job. He gets it in a very, you know, profound and real way. He's the father of two daughters. And so one, he deeply cares about making sure that women in our country are rewarded for hard work.
Now, like a lot of us, we've all been following the debates. Of course, we just had the vice presidential debate. But backtracking back to the presidential debate, a lot of people are saying that Barack kind of fell back a little bit. He wasn't as aggressive, kind of addressing a lot of the issues. And Romney kind of got a point for that.
You know, there were some moments where he was just made to pause,
right,
you know, or made to holler.
Right.
You know, I think, you know, Romney, he doesn't want to talk about how he's going to have to raise taxes on the middle class.
Right.
In order to give the wealthiest a tax cut.
Right.
Where's it going to come from? He's going to have to tax the middle class.
Right.
And he was dishonest about his health care plan.
Right.
Because he wants to leave millions with pre-existing conditions uninsured. And we know, you know, whether it's diabetes or I have friends whose son has cerebral palsy. These are pre-existing conditions, and he's going to, you know, it's going to affect them, their coverage the most.
Mm.
So he's dishonest about Medicare plan, because he's going to take away seniors' guaranteed benefits. My mother survives on that. So she, another $6,500, where is that going to come from?
And on top of that, Big Bird may not have a job if he gets in there. I'm just saying.
Oh, our poor babies. You know, not everybody can go to pre-K. And the fact that he said that, I was like, is this a joke? What's
right.
going I didn't know what I was listening to at that point.
Right. That is crazy. Well, I applaud you for sending out that message, because a lot of times, you know, people don't get it that their voice is so powerful. So I appreciate you for taking the time and supporting our president, because that's exactly what he needs. But real quick, I know that you're working on a new movie, you and Mary J. Blige. It's coming to Lifetime. Tell us about it.
Oh, yeah. We're here in Montreal. We're doing a movie entitled Betty and Coretta.
Okay.
For Lifetime. And it's about the parallel lives and friendship of Betty Shabazz and Coretta Scott King.
Okay.
How they were, you know, and they were very brilliant, strong, selfless women, and they were about social justice and, you know, abolishing discrimination. They were about women's rights, giving women a voice. So it really, I think, you know, it dovetails nicely with what's going on now.
Right.
Because our vote is our voice.
Betty and Coretta coming to Lifetime. Be on the lookout for it. Angela Bassett hanging out with us right here on Access Cleveland. And of course, we've got more to come, like the cast of The Color Purple. Yeah, it's in Cleveland right here at Caramu. We've got all the details and more coming up. It's 93.1 WZAK.